there has to be another way forward. There's got to be another way out of this mess. I truly believe that we are today worse off, morally speaking. Well, you know, I can't say that we're worse off because we do have the revealed truth. God has revealed truth to us through the Gospels and through our Lord who, quote, dwelt among us, close quote. So pre-Christ pagan civilization did not have the revealed truth. Didn't have any, I mean, they did have some revealed truth, but they didn't have the incarnate wisdom to reveal a lot more of it to them. So we are better off in that sense of the term. But we're worse off than the Aztecs were in Mel Gibson's film, Apocalypto. And yet, careening up and down America's highways today, or, you know, maybe I should just stop complaining about it, and we should join them. I have all kind of great guests scheduled for next week. I don't want to waste their time. Maybe I should tell them, look, let's do the interview after Labor Day. The crash will have occurred by then, too. I was told yesterday by, well, you know what? My financial advisor, Mr. David Simpson, told me, informed me yesterday, TKD, are you still working on the reno? Yeah, I'm working on it every day. Hashtag work faster. The crash is approaching. There's a story today, and I'm going to come back to the Mavericks in a moment here. This is from Zero Hedge. Blackstone prepares a record $50 billion to snap up real estate during the coming crash. Now, there are so many questions that I could ask about this and we could explore. Number one, where does this outfit called Blackstone get $50 billion? You know what a billion is, right? A billion is, imagine that there is a wooden pallet. It is stacked with $20 bills, and it's, so it's a 2 foot by 2 foot square pallet stacked with $20 bills about 2 foot tall. I'm guesstimating. That's $1 million. It says $1 million. So that's $1 million. Take $1 million and then take 1,000 of those pallets that we just discussed. That makes a billion. You would then need 50,000 of those $1 million pallets to get the $50 billion. So how does this outfit called Blackstone amass $50 billion? How is it that there is a system, a financial or economic or wealth transfer system, that provides a mechanism by which a outfit like and Blackstone is as evil as they come to amass $50 billion? The past 2 months have seen a barrage of negative news coverage focusing on the U.S. housing market. Is the housing crash starting? Why the housing bubble bust is baked in? You know, I talked to a guy that works in one of the trades that is necessary, as the English would say, to bring new houses or to repair existing ones. He's a glazer. He's a glass guy. I talked to a glass guy yesterday because I need some new winders for my house as part of my reno because my old windows are double paned with the gas in between the frames, and the gas is shot, and the windows just look like Hades from the curb. In any event, he told me that he's going to squeeze me in because I'm a buddy. He told me he's booked out 3 months, 90 days. He's booked out 90 days right now. Maggie O'Connell to the Maggie Minute through four panes of glass says, that's crazy. It is crazy. But then again, is it? Somebody's got to spend all this money that's being appropriated. Apparently, we know where most of it's going. Blackstone has it. Now, the piece at Zero Hedge then says this. As mortgage rates explode, price cuts soar, and buyer demand collapses. I again must say that if you look at a graph that has a historical average of 30-year mortgage rates, you will notice that right now in 2022, we are at one of the lowest points or ebbs, if you will, on that graph's history. That graph will go back to the 1950s probably. But we moderns consider it an offense and an insult when usurious money has a price tag associated with it that was greater than last year's price tag. Maybe we should rethink the usury model. No, we don't want to do that, Mike. You went and see all those cars going on vacation. Housing market peaks, home prices finally drop, blah, 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 blah. This is interesting. Only a handful of the 1% can afford the, quote, American dream, close quote. So they're all of your financial prognosticators are all basically saying the same thing. And this is what they get paid to say. This is another thing that drives me nuts about this. It just drives me absolutely nuts. What's that, TKD? What drives you nuts? How is it that there is a media vocation for people who talk about something that, by and large, printed, digitized money doesn't exist? How is it they're like weathermen? They're more wrong than weathermen are. Let's go to Mish Talk at mishtalk.com. My buddy Mish Shedluck, who I haven't talked to in a long time, but I still read him. If you want what really is going on in any market, and if you want news on wealth and finances, I always suggest TKD, I got it all from Zero Hedge. Zero Hedge promotes and sells doom. And most of the doom that Zero Hedge promotes and sells never happens. Zero Hedge is based upon people, is a website where you go to validate your fear. If you are afeared, if you're afeared of a market crash, go to Zero Hedge. If you're afeared of a hedge fund crashing, go to Zero Hedge. Now, there are some good stuff that they forward around. But if you want someone that actually has got a level head on his shoulders and doesn't deal in hyperbole, go to Mish. Mish. Philly Fed Manufacturing Index plunges fourth month expectations gauge lowest since 1979. That means he's looking at charts, and that's where he's getting that from. Biden declares a climate emergency. Supreme Court will shoot down his executive orders. Now, this is something that is... Now, I thought that the regime said that they weren't going to foist upon us today the climate emergency measures. But we had this yesterday from Biden's Twitter. My message today is loud and clear. Since Congress is not acting on the climate emergency, I will. Now, I just want you to put yourself in a history book for just a moment. Imagine that you are a little blip on this giant scale that starts 4,800 years before Christ. Or 3,800 years before Christ, approximately. Let's go 3,900. 3,900 years before Christ to today, and you're a little blip. You're just a little dot there, almost all the way at the end, right? Throughout the course of that entire little chronograph, if you will, there was only one being that assumed human nature that actually could address a climate emergency. There actually was one man. And he actually did. Can you name him? Your time starts now, Roger. Best of luck. All right, stop that. If you don't know the answer is our Lord Jesus Christ, then I'm sorry. Thanks for playing our game. You should probably quit now.